Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. And to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi. So my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
What do you want?
Well, again, we're doing a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. So I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. So would that be you?
I am that person.
No, I'm Percy. I'm Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University.
You may be Percy, but I'm the person you're looking for, Percy.
Oh, you said I am the person. I'm so sorry.
I did say that.
You did say that? Oh, I'm so
sorry. I said it.
Okay, so sorry. I thought you said I am Percy, and I was so confused for a second. So would you say your home is a single-family home, a townhome,
no.
An apartment, condominium?
Apartment.
An apartment? Yes. All right, thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
Oh, what is this? This is 224. I think around 2000.
All right. 2005. All right. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
About 5 years.
5 years. All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
All of the above?
No. A tropical storm and Category 2.
All right, tropical storm in Category 2. All right, so do you recall the name or the year in which these happened?
I do not, no, but they were not in Florida.
Oh, all right. Okay, thank you. So have you or any of your adults in the household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No? All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
All right. Not too vulnerable. Thank you. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
What did you say?
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'd get some water, remove furniture from the balcony, get some canned foods, and sit down and read.
All right. Thank you. So you said remove furniture from windows, right?
No, remove furniture from the balcony.
Oh, from the balcony. So sorry. Thank you for confirming. All right. From the balcony. All right. Thank you. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours. Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Let's say hurricane watch.
Hurricane watch. All right. Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm certain.
Very or somewhat?
Certainty doesn't admit of variations. I am certain, very certain, ultimately certain, finally certain.
Oh, all right, thank you. So, Emily, could you please select your top three sources of information from the following list? And the list is internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp.
Well, I read, I get information on the internet, I don't know if that's what you mean by social media. I get it from the New York Times. I get it from the Florida newspaper. I get it from the National Weather Bureau. So that's where I get it from.
Okay, thank you. So would that be like internet sources, like some type of newspapers and TV?
Yeah, all of them, sure.
All right, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
How many of these factors have impacted your abilities to prepare for a hurricane slash storm, or just in general, have any of these factors impacted your ability? And the list goes, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of insurance, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, or cost of child care?
None of those factors.
None of those? All right, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure.
All right. So when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is needed? So again, within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued?
I would wait until I heard from the radio I should evacuate.
All right. So you would evacuate until basically you heard it in the radio that you should evacuate?
Yes.
Okay. Would evacuate if I heard on the radio. On the radio, it's necessary to evacuate. All right. Thank you. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
I would determine that at the time of my need to evacuate. I got a number of possibilities. I'm not committed to any one in particular.
All right. I will determine that when I needed to evacuate. So not committed to a certain one. All right. Thank you. So how many vehicles are available in your household?
I have one car.
One car? All right, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
You know, I couldn't tell you.
All right, no worries.
All right, no worries.
So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Completely confident.
All right, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Has it decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
It's increased somewhat.
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
I imagine it's increased too. I haven't paid much attention.
All right. What about in the past 3 to 5 years?
That same answer.
Same answer. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
Come on. I was living somewhere else a long time ago. Same answer.
Increase somewhat. All right, thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions have you taken? Have you changed insurance providers, increased amount of deductible, decreased coverage, or have you just continued paying the higher rate?
I just went with the tide. I paid the rates.
All right, thank you. If you can insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement for which you're comfortable insuring? 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I don't never thought of it that way, so I'd say 80%.
All right, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
Move to another state.
Move to another state. All right, thank you. In most recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel homeowner insurance policies. So would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't have a mortgage.
All right. So would you say no, you wouldn't consider it then?
Well, I don't have a mortgage. I wouldn't consider it, of course not.
All right, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or would you say the government should not be involved in any recovery efforts?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think probably the federal government, although I'm not sure.
All right, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
How much what?
How much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? And 1 would be like you have no confidence, and 5 would be like that you're...
4.
All right, thank you. That the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
Hurricane wind drift?
No, hurricane wind risk.
Hurricane wind risk?
Yes.
I assume that's part of hurricane insurance.
All right, so would you say like a 1 or a 2 since you're not so confident?
3 confident.
3? All right. That new developments take into account flood risk.
The answer is 3. That's
3? All right. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Excuse me. What was that?
That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Yes, I agree with that.
So are you very confident then? Like a 5?
4. I'm confident. 4.
All right. And that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
Oh, not so much. 3, 2.
2? All right. Thank you. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Yes, all right. Yes for both?
What was the question again?
So the question is, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And the second part of that same question is, and do you believe your property or finances will be affected?
I know that the ocean is rising and that it will affect my property.
All right, thank you. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part of a government buyout program, or neither?
Oh, neither. I'm not interested in selling my home at the moment.
All right, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
I'd say increase both.
Most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you like extremely, moderately, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Extremely concerned.
All right. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it like the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family members, or proximity to your job?
Neighborhood.
Neighborhood? All right, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Would it be like less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, more than 20 years?
Indeterminate.
All right, thank you. Could you please tell me your age?
I am 81 years old.
81, all right. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, you're correct.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
I alone live in this house, in this apartment.
All right, thank you. What is your marital status?
I am widowed.
Widowed? All right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
PhD.
Wow, congratulations. Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
No.
No? All right. What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
I don't identify myself with a racial group. There are no races other than humans.
$50. Oh, all right. So you wouldn't say you're like white/Caucasian or black/African-American or Asian or Native American?
I would say none. I do not identify as a racial person. Race is an entity I don't concern myself about.
All right, thank you. So what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English? All right, thank you. Could you please tell me which is the income range for your household? Is it like under 20K, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000, or over 100,000?
Over 150,000.
Over, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Pardon me? Thank you. You too. So long.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.